But what would be put in their place? Well, why not, the modernist said, just those things intrinsic to making art itself? Line, form, colour. That, at any rate, was what the Dutch painter, Piet Mondrian, came to believe. And it became his life's pursuit. But it was a long odyssey. In the early years of the 20th century, in Zeeland, in the southwest Netherlands, he painted an old lighthouse. The screaming colors of expressionism were stabbed on in tire-like squares with the end of a hog bristle brush. As the mood of his vision took him, sand dunes could be turquoise undulations veined in gold. But these paintings are still depictions of their subject matter.
It wasn't until autumn 1914 that Mondrian had the epiphany which would bring true abstraction into the world. He was alone with his sketchbook and the sea. And it was, I think, because of that solitude that now something really dramatic happened.
He was transfixed by the glitter of light on the waves, struck by the lines of the pier stretching into the sea. But instead of painting their appearance, he translated the afterburn of the impression into a kind of rhythmic notation, just vertical and horizontal strokes. This was a wholly new visual language.
It was art alone now. And Mondrian was pretty much on his own. No subject, no model, just sheets of paper and lengths of canvas in a place no one had been before, the great boundless space of abstract vision.